Ever since the attacks of 9/11, more and more states have been restricting driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. But in four states, Hawaii, Washington State, New Mexico, and Maryland, immigrants can still get a driver's license no matter their legal status. Since Maryland is the only state of the four east of the Rockies, it's become an enormous target for fraud. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
For several years now, Maryland's Motor Vehicle Administration has had to cope with a flood of dubious applicants.
They would come in truckloads. It'd be pickup trucks that would have 7, 8, 9 people in the back.
Sue Payne heads Maryland Citizens First, which opposes licenses for illegal immigrants. To document how bad the fraud was, she took to staking out MVA parking lots in the early morning hours, armed with her camera.
They'd jump out of the pickup truck, the guy would come back, and we'd see the same truck coming all night long. And they were none of them tagged in Maryland. They were Virginia plates, we had New Jersey plates, we had Massachusetts plates, New York plates, Illinois plates, Missouri, Texas.
The long lines created havoc. So Maryland's Motor Vehicle Administrator, John Kuo, started scheduling appointments with a special phone number for the high volume of foreign applicants.
And the first day that we actually rolled out the separate toll-free line for the out-of-country appointment system, the telephone company actually contacted us and said that something's not right here because you're getting about over 1 million hits on your toll-free system.
The calls were coming from across the country, so the MVA restricted the number. Now, when anyone outside Maryland tries to call for an appointment...
We're sorry. You have dialed a number which cannot be reached from your calling area. Thank you.
But the more sophisticated Maryland's anti-fraud efforts become, the more sophisticated are its antagonists.
Sin licencia de conducir. Licencia de conducir de Maryland.
Immigrant advocate Mario Quiroz reads classified ads, a page full of them in the local Hispanic newspaper, of companies offering help getting a Maryland driver's license. He and colleague Kim Propriak at CASA of Maryland say a whole host of such businesses has cropped up, charging hundreds of dollars.
You can hire a company to get you an appointment. You can hire a company to help you translate. You can hire a company to do a bunch of these types of activities. We believe that these companies have been real vectors of fraud.
Propriak supports licenses for Maryland's undocumented immigrants, but she suspects these license assistance companies are helping out-of-state applicants set up fake residencies. In fact, state officials have found dozens of applicants using the same address. Propriak wants the state to go after these businesses, but MVA Administrator John Kuo says his agency has its hands full investigating hundreds of individual applicants every year.
We only have a small unit that's dedicated to investigating fraud issues. It's only a unit of basically five individuals, and they are overloaded with fraud cases to investigate right now.
For the third year in a row, Maryland Delegate Ron George has introduced legislation to deny driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and lawmakers are considering a ban again. George says it's even more vital now. Other states are beginning to comply with a federal law, Real ID, that mandates stricter requirements for driver's licenses. That means Marylanders find their license weakened.
The Maryland licenses currently are not recognized in states such as Arizona, Colorado, South Carolina, Oklahoma, because they know that we do not seek lawful presence.
If Maryland does pass a ban, it wouldn't take effect for a few months, and that could cause an even bigger rush as immigrants across the region seek a driver's license before the cutoff. But Administrator John Kuo isn't worried. He says the state's overloaded appointment system is booked solid for months. Last-minute scammers would likely be out of luck. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.